Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Ches. Today's daf is sponsored for Zechus Rafu Shleima for Noam Ben Yamin Ben Dina Nili. Okay, so we are in the middle of learning what we started mentioning yesterday, or in Yud Ches, we're about two lines, second line of Chia. So the Gemara yesterday brought down a lima to teach us that a goy is Yorish from his father, Midoraisa. Midoraisa, a goy has concept of Yerusha. So we learned it out yesterday. We learned it out yesterday from the pasuk says, it says, "V'chishev im koneyu below im yorsha kineyu." That's what Rava said. Rechias now says, "Rechias Barabin Amar b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ovei kochavim yorishes aviv dvar Torah." Midiksev, the pasuk says, "Ki Yerusha le'esav nasati es har seir." As a Yerusha, I've given har seir to Esav. So you see that a guy is Yorish's father. Kasha is, I mean, a lot to talk about that, but it seems to say that even that the Avos were Bnei Yisrael, and that their sons who didn't get the bracha are not considered Bnei Yisrael, which is a questionable theory on both ends. But over here you see that Esav was Yorish Har Seir. That's how Rashi learns it. The Rush in Simcha Beis says, no, it's not that Esav, not the proof, it's not that Esav got it from Yitzchak, it's that Esav's children got it from Esav. That's the Yerusha. That's the proof of the Yerusha. So Gemara says, okay, Dilma. So they see a goy is Yerusha's father. So Gemara says, Dilma Yisrael Mumar Shani. Maybe it's different. Maybe he's not a goy. Maybe he's just a Yisrael Mumar. And a Yisrael Mumar, according to Rashi, or Yisrael Mumar would be able to Yerush, because maybe he's judged. Maybe he's viewed as a Yisrael Mumar. Therefore, he would be Yerusha's father. But you can't prove from here that a full-fledged goy would be Yorish's father. So Gemara says, Ela mehacha, you learn the fact that a goy is Yorish's father from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Ki livnei Lot nasati is ar Yerusha. To the sons of Lot, I have given their Yerusha's pasuk in the Parashat Devarim. So you see that the children of Lot were Yorish. Lot was not a offspring of a Yisrael. Whatever. Again, it's questionable as to whether or not the Avos were considered, had the halachic status of Yisrael before Matan Torah to begin with, but assume that they did, definitely did not. Rechia Baravin, who learns it from here, my time ilo amak Rava. Why doesn't he say it from Rava, learn it from Rava, that Rava learned it from the fact that you had to be ma'ayit, that an Eved Ivri who sold to a goy cannot work for the children. Meaning, the inference was that the Eved Ivri is not Yarshin from the Goy father to the Goy child, but everything else would be. So where it says, Miksiv v'chishav im koneyu v'lo im yorsha koneyu. Basically, I don't make the diuk. The diuk is that he doesn't, the Eved Ivri does not pass on from the Goy to the children. You're telling me they make a diuk that everything else does. Maybe the halacha is that just like everything else does not, so to an Eved Ivri does not pass over. No raya, I don't hold that diuk. So Rava, who does learn that from Chishavi Koneyu, my time alone, Makar Chibar Ravin, why doesn't he learn that from the Pasuk? Kivnei Lot, Nasatis, Ar Yerusha? So he says, Amishum Kvodo da Avraham Shaini. Maybe due to the covenant of Avraham is different. Meaning, it's possible to say that even though a guy typically is not Yorish's father, Midoraisa, nevertheless, Bnei Lot would Yarshin their father because he's Avram's nephew, and because of the covenant of Avram. Which is also a very interesting thing. So, really, halachically, they had no rights for Yerusha. But because they lived with Avram, we're going to bypass the halacha of Yerusha and say the whole thing is just very, very amorphous to figure out. You know, why would that? So what? The covenant of Avram. Why would that now? The covenant of Avram was docha din doraisa.
They get upgrade
on their status. Okay, exactly. That's what the Gemara is saying. Ein hachanami. The question: how does that work? But you're right. Ein hachanami. Exactly. What doing it. Their status is upgraded. Okay. So two dots on Yudches Samad Aleph. Tanur Rabbanan. Gemara is not going to bring a brisa that's going to list differences between the rules of an Eved Ivri and an Amma Ivriya. So Tanur Rabbanan. Yesh be'ivri she'ein be'ivriya, v'yesh be'ivriya she'ein be'ivri. There are some rules that are not used, are valid by an Eved Ivri, and some that are not by an Eved Ivriya, and back, and in reverse. Yesh be'ivri, these are halachas that are by an Eved Ivri, shehu, that number one, he's yotzei bishanim, he goes out after 6 years. Okay? He goes out in Yovel. He goes out when the Yovel. Ubemisas Adon, and he goes out when the master dies. Masha ain't came be Ivriya. Gemara's gonna ask, wait, that goes against our Mishnah. Gemara's gonna ask that. So he says, I know people don't have patience to wait, so I have to say right away that the Gemara will discuss it. So he says that the Eved Ivri goes out by Shesh, Bemisas Adon, and by the Yovel. And the Yesh be Ivriya, the Amma Ivriya goes out, Share Amma Ivriya, Ivriya Yotza be Simonim. She goes out when she has she brings Simani Narus. The Einanim Karis Vinishnis. Number two, she cannot be resold. If the father sold her once, and then she was freed, however, she cannot be resold again to be a Shivcha, an Amma again. Umaftin Osu Bal Karcha. And they redeem her against his will. Again, his is a pronoun, we figure out which pronoun it's describing. So we have to figure that out. Masha ain came but Ivri. The difference that doesn't apply to an Eved Ivri doesn't go out with Simani Narus, obviously, and doesn't go out, can't be forced to go out. And we'll see also that there's a possibility that he can be resold. So Amamar. So let's go look and dissect the Brisa. Amamar. Brisa says, Yesh be Ivri, She'ein be Ivriya. It says that three things apply to an Eved Ivri, don't apply to an Amma Ivriya. Those were that the Eved Ivri goes out after 6 years, goes out during the Yovel year, it goes out when the master passes away. Bryce says it doesn't apply to Amma Ivriya. Very mean he, but I'll ask you a stira from the words of our Mishnah that listed ways that both the Eved Ivri and the Amma Ivriya go out. And it says, Yisera alav Amma Ivriya, Shekona Atzra Misimanim. That on top of the three ways that we listed by the Eved Ivri, which is Shanim, Yovel, and Misa Zahadon, she also goes out Misimanim. Meaning those three things do apply to her. So how does the Brisa saying those three things do not apply to her? Mm-hmm. Okay? So Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes answers, and there's no stira between the Mishnah and the Brisa, because the Brisa is dealing with this case of Kigod Sheye'ada. He did Yiud with her. Yiud means, as he says to her, that you are now my betrothed. It's Yiud with an Amar Ria, sort of another method of Kiddushin for an Ava Ivriya. And therefore she is sort of like his wife, and therefore she cannot go out with Shanim, Yovel, and Get, because she's now no longer an Amma. She has raised a race status to a, I won't say that she's a Rusa, but she's a Yehuda. So the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Amma did not perform Yehud with the Amma, and therefore she's a full-fledged Amma, and she would go out with Shanim, Yovel, and Misa Sa'adon. So the Gemara says, right, Yita, Yehuda, Pshita. If he did Yehud, then Pasha doesn't go out for these ways, because... Exactly. Vigita Baya. What the Gemara says, she needs a divorce to go out. She's not going to go out for anything. So the Gemara says, no, Ma'u detema loli batla hilchasa mina kamash malon. You would have thought that loli batla hilchasa mina, the halachas of her would not go away. Meaning, maybe you would have thought that Yehud is not powerful enough to remove the status of Amma Ivriya. Maybe it adds certain things to her relationship. But Rashi says, the hilchasa, hilchos Amma Ivriya, imratza laseis be'echas me'elu below get deitze. Maybe you would say that he could forcibly get rid of her with a get now, but she doesn't lose the previous methods to go out. Kamash malad, that once you do yiud, her status is raised to a certain level, that these three methods of leaving no longer apply. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, then now she's a full-fledged wife, and she can't go out, so why does the Brisa say, Amai Yotza B'Simanim? Brisa does say that she goes to B'Simanim. What do you mean she goes out with Simanim? She's married. She's married to him. How does she go out with Simanim? You just said that she needs a get. What does Simanim have to do with it? So Gemara said, well, so what? Once she's married?
Maybe she's only like 12.
So what? So if a father marries off his 4-year-old daughter, well, you know, She needs a divorce. She needs a get. Yeah, she needs a get. And the Amma Ivriya goes out with Simanim, but she's no. Once you do Yiud, the Gemara is now saying she's no longer considered the status of Amma. She's considered the status of an Isha. An Isha needs a get. So why is she going out with Simanim? So the Gemara answers: Hakik Amar im lo yada yotza ap Simanim. You have to just parse the Brisa differently, as to say that it says Ma'ashein came, but when it says by Amma Ivriya, that's talking about a case where there was no Yiyud. If he does Yiyud, then she doesn't have Shanim, she doesn't have Yovel, she doesn't have Misa, she doesn't have Simanim. Those don't work to free her. But if there's no Yiyud, then these things do apply. Hachik Amar, Im lo Ya'ada, Af B'Simanim. If there is no Yiyud, not only does she go out with Shanim, Yovel, and Misa, it's also with Simanim, she would go out. Okay. The Brisa had mentioned, again, the Gemara's... parsing that brisa. The brisa had mentioned ve'ena nimkeres ve'nishnes. She cannot be sold. She cannot be repeatedly sold. I mean, if she goes out free, she cannot be repeated. As opposed to an Eved Ivri, who you can sell multiple times. So the Gemara is now going to ask a steerer on this from another brisa. Michlal, by the fact that you said that Om Ivriya is the one who can't be resold, Michlal, the Eved Ivri, Nimkar B'Nishna, then an Eved Ivri can be sold and resold. Vatanya, but don't we have the following brisa? Right, Vatanya, the Pasuk says, Im Ein Lo V'Nimkar B'Nivosa. This is talking about the Eved Ivri who's sold by court because he steals and he can't pay back. If he doesn't have nimkar b'gneivaso, he's sold because of his gneiva, right? So it says b'gneivaso. I mean, if he doesn't have enough money to pay back what he stole, below b'kveilo. I mean, if he has enough money, he stole $100. He has enough money to pay back $100, not $200, to pay the kefil penalty. He's not sold to avdus for that. B'gneivaso below is mamo. Only what he stole, not his mamo. Meaning, if he testified against somebody who stole and he was found to be an Eid Zomim, so his Kasher Zomim doesn't apply, that he gets that if he can't pay back the Kasher Zomim, he doesn't get sold into Avdus. And B'Gnevaso, the third thing we learn from B'Gnevaso, Kevan Shenimkar Pam Achas Shuv Yeta Rashay L'Machro. Once you sell him, once Basin sells him once, they can't sell him again. We just learned from the inference of the Raisa that an Eved Ivri can be sold and resold. Parents Dira. So Amar Rava, so we're going to learn this. We learn this according to Rashi. So Migmach Lokus Rashi Tosos on how to learn this. Amarava Lokasha, there's no kasha. Kan b'gneva achas, kan b'shnei gnevos. Here we're talking about one gneva. The brisa that says that the Eved Ivri can't be resold is talking about one gneva. The brisa that says an Eved Ivri can be sold and resold is talking about two gnevos. What does that mean? Let's read Rashi. So kan b'gneva achas, kan b'shnei gnevos. Rashi says, B'gneva achas pam achas. What does that mean? One gneva only one time. It's one sale per gneva. De'im eino shove kol gneva so. Let's say he stole $10,000, but his value, his worth, is only $5,000. He's only worth $5,000. So eino nimkar b'shvil chetzya. You can't say, okay, he worked 6 years, work off 6 years. That's the value, 6 years. U'l'cheshayotze, and then after 6 years, yimakem rishum chetzya. Then be sold again for the other half, to pay off the other half. You don't do that. But that's, you only sold once per that one geneva. V'hade ketani v'nimkar v'nishte. The one that says that you are sold and resold. It's b'shnei genevos. That's talking about two gnevos. He stole two things, even if it's from one person. I feel lo ama bedin atche gano shteim. Even if he's standing in court for both gnevos at once, the eno shove el demeya achas. And again, he sold $10,000 on $10,000. He's only worth $10,000, not $20. Nimkar b'chozev and nimkar. B'chol chad v'chad akarim be'v nimkar b'gnevaso. Because it's two separate gnevos. That's what it is. Gnevaso seems to be singular. He sold b'gnevaso. So he can be sold again for multiple genevas, but not sold multiple times for one geneva.
The first case, when there's a deficit, because you're only worth $5,000, how does he pay off the other $5,000?
Doesn't. He works, pays it off by working in 6 years. That's it. He owes the money probably still, but he can't be sold. He can't be sold as an Eved. He can't have the status of an Eved. Probably, but whatever properties he has, he has a lien.
There's a debt on his head for the rest of his life?
It doesn't say one way or another, but I would assume so. I would assume that if you owe money, I mean, I guess you can renegotiate with the credit card companies and pay off a lesser amount, but maybe, I don't know.
So what's the ceiling for an Eved Ivri? 6 years also, or so it could be 8 years, 10 years?
6 years, unless he says, I want to work more. Fine. That's Rava. So Abaye then asks on Rava, Amalei Abaye, b'gneva so tuva mashmo. What do you mean that gneva means only one gneva? The Gneva So, you're saying the Gneva So is HaGneva Shelo, which is mashma, the singular theft of his. But Gneva So, Abaye says, that's not correct diktuk. Gneva So, tuva mashma. It's mashma even more. Look at Rashi. He says, tuva mashma. Im amad shteyim bedin echad kulun karbenik vasog desiv behema rabba hadagash ebior. He gives examples sometimes of where you use the lushan of singular, but it means plural. Hadagash ebior. The fish that is in the sea. What does that mean? No, it's plural. The dagash erbior is plural. It's all the fish, and it's not one fish didn't die. Right. All the fish in the or died.
Russian singular.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So, Abaye agrees that there's a distinction between Geneva Achas and Shnei Genevos, but he's going to make the distinction differently. El Amar Abaye, Lokasha, how do we answer the Braisa? Kan be Adam Echad, Kan be Shnei Bnei Adam. Depends, don't focus on, see, Rava had focused on two different Genevos, now with the same person. Rava's not focusing on two different people. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, El Kan be Adam Echad, She Amar Bedin Bivach Asa Achas. Let's say he comes to court, that he did multiple genevos with one person. Eino nimkar v'nishne afilu b'genevos harbe. Dahave dumyo da'achas. And akasav otziya b'lashon lagin. The Torah mentions lashon yachid, so we have to find a case that's similar to yachid. That means if he goes, he's on trial for multiple genevos for one person. He only gets sold once. So he pays off one genevo with 6 years. He can't go back and pay off the next genevo again. Ava b'shnei b'nei adam. If it is two people, Shema Amidim also Shtei Pamim Badin. If two people go up, they take him twice to din, right? Nimkar b'shvil kol achas v'achas. V'hu adin in ganav amav adin v'nimkar v'chazer v'ganav mishayatzachav shichoshev v'nimkar. Same thing applies. If he wasn't rehabilitated in jail, surprisingly, he wasn't rehabilitated. So, and he goes ahead and steals again, then he can be sold a second time. Okay, that's what Rashi says. If you look at Tosos, we'll go to Tosos quickly. Tosos and Dibur Maskel Kan. Let's go towards the bottom of that Dibur Maskel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Like 14 lines in the bottom, it says Lekach. It's across. Oh, sorry, that's the best way. It says Lekach. The last word on the line is Lekach. Lekach Peiris Ri. Maybe the first one I see Peiris Ri. Lekach Peiris Ri. Kan B'Digneva Achas. Nimkar V'Chose V'Nimkar. Adshe Yisholim Kol Gneva, the opposite of Rashi. He says, what does Gneva Achas mean with Rashi? This is back in Rava. Gneva Achas means, your Nimkar V'Chozev V'Nimkar Adshe Yisholim Kol Gneva. You do continuously get resold and resold until you pay off your debt. That's our case of being resold again. Right? He says, Pei Yishikam Gneva Achas, Nimkar V'Chozev V'Nimkar Adshe Yisholim Kol Gneva. The Nimkar B'Gneva So, Nimkar B'Gneva So is Mashma, She Nimkar Kama Pamim, complete opposite of Rashi, that you have to get resold and resold until you pay off the debt completely. Aval b'shnei genevos, but when it comes to two genevos, you stole twice, lo yimakar ela pam achas, which is, I don't understand what that means. Why? I agree with you.
It's a crime
pays. I agree with you. Yeah, you get all. I agree with you. Upari, and that's how he explains the first.
So basically, it's one offense.
I guess, but it's two offenses. I don't know. And then if he goes down to Rava, he said to Abaye, he says Heichad. Tosas says that point I don't understand. Tosas, and then Tosas the second part also I don't understand. He says Parapanig also two v'mashma. So Heichad deGana v'Chazer veGana v'Oso Adam Atzmo Mikre Shaper Gneva So Ema deNimkar Achi Shalom Akol B'Shnei B'Shani BaAdam Echad. But Adam, see, Umishani with Adam Echad, that's Abaye's answer. But Adam Echad, the gun of the Chazer, the gun of also Adam Atzmo, Nimkar Achi Shalom Kol Hagnevost, the Hainu Shapir Gnevosa, while B'Shnei B'nei Adam, Eno Nimkar V'Nishna. But he stole for two people, you're not resold. Again, I don't understand what Tosos is saying. Why would you not? That doesn't make any sense to me. You sold from two separate people, that's the.
You only get sold once?
Yeah, so I don't understand.
So who gets money?
No one's getting any money because there's no money to pay. I understand. That's right. That's what exactly what I'm asking. I don't understand. That's exactly what we're saying. I don't understand what Tosas is clearly arguing on Rashi's explanation. He's giving the opposite explanation, but I don't understand why Tosas is saying that. What the logic is behind Tosas? Okay. Tosas has a reason because Tosas asks a kasha based on the following Gemara. The Gemara now says Tana Rabbanan, another brisa, Genevo Elef. A person stole money in the value of 1,000 zuz. V'shave chamesh meos. But his sale value would only be worth 500 zuz. Nimkar v'chozer v'nimkar. He can be sold and resold. Okay, so who...
But, contradiction
we said before. Exactly, that's Tosas Kasha. The Grot says, Eino nimkar v'chozer, and therefore he gets rid of Tosas Kasha, and that works according to Rashi. But exactly, that's why Tosas had to come up with his Shita. Okay, that's what Tosas said. That's the Kasha of Tosas. It says, Tan Rabbana, Gnevo elef shave chamesh meos, nimkar v'chozer v'nimkar. Gnevo chamesh meos. If he stole 500, but v'shave the elef, but his value is 1,000, Eino nimkar klal. He's not sold at all, because he's too, he himself is too
expensive.
Right. So you only...
He came with him the other day.
No, he can't.
Just get to keep the balance.
That's a good question. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Im Haya Genevo Knegen Mim Karo. So here, so according to the Tanakama, you're only sold, you can be sold if the Eved is worth the value, worth what he stole, or worth less than what he sold, and they can be resold. But if it's worth more than what he stole, he can't be sold. Comes Rabbi Lezer and says, Im Haya Genevo Knegen Mim Karo, he can only be sold if he's worth exact amount that he was stole. Nimkar, V'im Lav Eino Nimkar, meaning even if he's worth less, he can't be sold. And if he's worth more, he can't be sold. Only in this very small window that he can be sold. So, Amar Rava says, Baha, in this Taina, right, Zechnuhu Revliezer L'Rabbanan. Revliezer wins out over Rabbanan. Because basically he's saying to the Rabbanan, you're inconsistent. You told us that if you're worth less, you can be sold, but if you're worth more, you're not going to be sold. Why? Why can't you be sold if you're worth more? Because you have to be worth what the theft is. So it should work both ways. That's what Rabbi Lezer says. He says, "Demaishna genevo chamesh meyos v'shava elef de'ein nimkar." The nimkar means kulo amarachmana v'lo chetzo. You have to be fully sold, not partially sold. Hachanami nimkar b'nevaso amarachmana v'lo nimkar b'chatzik nevaso. You have to be sold for the value of what you stole, not for half of what you can't be sold for half of what you stole. So therefore, he says, there's no. If the value of the sale doesn't match the value of the geneva, there's no mechira whatsoever, which basically eviscerates the concept of being sold as an eved ivri, because how often is it going to be that what you get on the slave market would match exactly what you stole? Okay.
If the guy's willing to say, I'll take it, we can't
do
that. You need a very active secondary market.
What is he? The market is not. He's not actually being sold. The market is what he would be worth had he be sold on the slave market. Today's day and age in New York, there is no slave market. Well, at least there's no legal slave market. But there is no slave market. There's no regulated slave market. So I don't know how you would price it out to begin with.
You're also not really selling anybody today, so it's okay.
Right. I was just saying there is. I mean, there are unfortunately, criminal activity where people are, bought and sold.
But according to Arachim, according to his Erech.
But Erechim though, it's the Torah gives you a set amount. There's no market. It's not a market value. It's a Torah set amount. This guy's worth 30. This guy's worth 5. It's a set amount. Here we're talking about what he would gather had he be sold on a market, more of a free market. A free market sale. Erechim is not a free market. It's more Bernie Sanders like, where it's everything set exact amounts. Okay. Okay. So now the Gemara then said the Brisa, continuing the Brisa, and maybe there's a footnote about that. Maybe there's a footnote explaining what does that mean? Does that get rid of the sale of slaves? Okay. So the Brisa then said that one of the dinim that the Amir Vriya had over the Eved Ivri is that umaftin osa bal korcho, she can be redeemed against his will. Who is this his will that where she can be redeemed against? So Sava Rava Lameimar, Rava thought to say that the Kavanah of the Braisa is that you're potent also Balkorcha de Adon. Even if he doesn't want her, let's say someone comes up, she has the money and wants to redeem her, and he doesn't want to let her go, nevertheless, she's forcibly redeemed. So Amr Le Abaye, so Abaye says to Rava, my Nihu, what do you mean by the fact that they're potent her Balkorcha? Could it mean the Kasvina Le Shtara Adame, that someone writes a star, like an IOU, and says, right, I'm going to be potent her, and I'm going to owe you whatever the money that she's worth. That can't be. Amai, why do we force him to get rid to free her then? Nakit marginisa biyade. He has this pearl, this diamond, this jewel in his hands, meaning the amavriya. The yahid lechaspa, and you're giving him this piece of paper. You're giving him nothing. He gets no value in return. How can you force her? I don't know. Why can't you force it to mean he can force it? Yeah, an IOU. Why can't you say it means that you gave him the money? You give him the money. And Rashi says. The Rashi, my niyu, I don't know if you see it on the about a third of the way down. He says, my niyu, hechi dami bal korcha de ivriyat fele ime ivri. What's the bal korcha more on the am ivriya than the evan ivri? Ile meimer, if to say, the iles le gir ona, that if they don't have her payment, kasvina le shtara al damya, they write a shtar, meaning an IOU, for her payment, vit name lo, and give that to him, kishet tasig yada, and when she gets enough money, you can pay him back. We're going to trade a diamond for a piece of paper. So I thought maybe just say that it says that Polnasovar Korcha would mean she has the money, and once she has the money, he is obligated to redeem her. Okay. Gemara says, no, El Amar Baye, it's not talking about, that's what I thought the answer would be, but the Gemara says, no, El Amar Baye, Bal Korche Da'av. It means against the wishes of the father. Meaning, if the father has the wherewithal to redeem her, his family members can force him to redeem the daughter he just sold, Mishum Pegam Mishpacha. Because it's embarrassing for the family to know that they have somebody who was sold. Rashi says, Bal Korche Da'av, Im Yesh Lo Kofin Oso, Upodin Oso. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, that you're worried about Pegam Mishpacha, Ihachi, Eved Ivri, Nami, Nichpinu, Livnei Mishpacha, Mishu Pegam Mishpacha. Well, the Eved Ivri also, it's also a Pegam. So force, if they have the money, force the family to redeem him as well. So he said, the Gemara says, no, because Hadar Azil Umizabin Navshe. The Eved Ivri can go ahead and resell himself. Yeah, you freed me, wonderful. Shkoyach, I'm going to go do it again. The Amariya, once she has been an Amariya, we'll see momentarily also, an Amariya, once she is freed as an Amariya, she can no longer be sold again as an Amariya. And Eved Ivri, either of the cases that we had...
She can't sell herself?
She can't be sold a second time. First of all, she can't sell herself because she's a minor. Second of all, once she is freed as an Amariya, she cannot be sold again as an Amariya. So the Gemara says, well, that's what the Gemara asks, Hachanami Hadar Azil Umazabila. The father can go sell her again. So what, you're forcing him to free her for now? Let her go sell, you forced him, and then he needs the money, he'll sell her again. I want the money. She goes, no, Hakatani Eina V'nim Keres V'nishneis. A woman cannot be, or a girl cannot be sold a second time by the father. Therefore, once you force the father to redeem her the first time, cannot be redeemed. You cannot be redeemed, sold a second time.
What? Excuse me, why is this not a pagan?
It is a pagan. That's why you force it to sell.
No, for the pagan mishpacha, but it's a pagan mishpacha for the Ivri.
That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, Ein Hanami, this is a pagan mishpacha for the Ivri, but there's no point in forcing the family to redeem him because he can just resell himself. So the Gemara says, oh, so the father will resell the girl again. Right. She's not allowed to resell the girl again.
It was done for a pagam.
What?
It was done so that she can get married. The real reason is not that you
want. According to the Gemara, no. The Gemara says
he wants to make sure that a poor person wants to make sure that no, exactly. Somebody will marry her.
But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that it's a pagam. The Gemara argues on you. That's a pagam.
It's a pagam because they're poor.
So if you have the means to get rid of that pagam, so get rid of it. Force them to get rid of it. Correct. Correct. Okay, the Gemara now says, Umani. So who is the author of our Braisa? The meaning, our Braisa just said that, let's just skip. No, Hachanami, Hadar Azum Zabinle, Hakatani, Eina Nimkeres Vin Nishne. So talking about the cases that you can't be resold. So money. So who's the author of that Shita that she cannot be resold? So we say Rabbi Shimon he. It goes according to the Shita Rabbi Shimon. The Sanya with the following Braisa. There's a Machlokas Tanayim, the Gabi, the Schuyas that the father has to with his daughter. According to the Tanakama, Mocher Adam as Bito the Ishus. A man can sell off his daughter for Ishus, he could be Mekadish's daughter, Vishone, and do it a second time as well. Meaning, let's say he was Mekadish to his daughter, his minor daughter to a guy, and he dies, or she gets divorced from the Erisin, the father can sell her for Ishus, can marry her off a second time. Right? That's Mocher Adam Bito Li Ishus Vishone. It also, the Tanakhama says, L'shivchus Vishone. A person can sell his daughter as a Shivcha, and after she is free, he would be permitted to sell her again. Clearly, that's not our Braisa, because our Braisa said you can't sell it again. Li'ishus achar shivchus. So too, a person, a father, can be Mekadish's daughter after she has been freed from being an Amma Yivriya. Right? After she's freed from an Amma Yivriya, the father can then marry her off. And he gets the Kesed Kedushin. Avalo l'shivchus achar ishus. The only thing that he can't do is he can't sell her to become an Amma Yivriya if she became an Almano or Grusha from a Erisin of the father. Meaning the father married her off. She gets divorced, or he dies before the kiddushin. The father cannot then sell her as an amal yivriya. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Omer says no. Kishem she'ein adam mocher as bito l'shivchus achar ishus. Just like you can't sell your daughter after you rekadish her, kach ein adam mocher as bito l'shivchus achar shivchus. So too a person cannot offer his daughter as an amavriya once she's been freed from being an amavriya once. That is the Tana of our Brisa. Okay. Uplukta the high Tanayim. This machlokas Tanayim is based off of a different machlokas Tanayim. I mean, the Tana Kamer Shimon are cholik in the same drasha that we have a machlokas between, we'll see between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Again, here there's a major machlokas Rashi Tosos. We're going to go according to Rashi, basically, because I don't really understand Tosos. Okay. be honest. I understand Tosos is kasha. I don't understand how he answers it. So I'll ask the kasha then. Titania. So we have the following brisa. This is a brisa that's talking about. This is in Perik Chav Hey in Shmos. So it's Parshas Mishpatim. Sorry, Perik Chav Aleph in Shmos. Chav Aleph. Right? Chav Aleph. It says, La'am Nochri, Lo Yim Sholim Machro, Bivigdo Ba. You can't sell it to somebody else after you do Bigdo Ba. So what is Bivigdo Ba? The problem that they can be Dorish is. Is that the Shoresh Beis Gimel? Sorry, Beis Gimel Dalet. That Shoresh Beis Gimel Dalet can have two meanings. It can either mean Beged, which means clothing, right? So that means you would clothe her, which means Kiddushin, which means after you do Kiddushin, you can't sell her. Or the Shoresh also is Bagad, which means to push away, like a rebel pushes away, Bagad, which would mean to push away as an Amma, which means you can't sell her again after you did Big Doba. So which one does it mean? That's the problem. So it says, "Bepul the high tonight." The Tanya b'Vigdo ba Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer. That so what does Begdo mean? So Kevon she is Rabbi Kiva. Kevon she piras taliso alav. Once he spreads over her talis over her, Rashash brings down what? Chuppah. That's not a chuppah. No. Chuppah is where you stand under a canopy. This is putting a talis over her head. As Rashash brings down, that's sometimes the minhag, they have people have to cover each other with the talis. Rashash, as it comes down from here, he says, Kevan Shepirish Taliso Alav. When she does Yihud, and basically he brings her in, he closes her with his talis, Shuv Ein Rashai Lemochra. Then something happens, the father can no longer resell her as an Amma Ivriya, Divi Rabbi Kiva. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you see over here, that only can't be resold as an amavriya, if she had kiddushin beforehand, but maybe if she only had was sold once, she was sold a second time. Rabbi Lezer Omer bevigdo ba is kevon shebagad ba. Once he rebelled against her, once he pushed her away from meaning he sold her as a shifcha, shuv ein rashai lemochra. Meaning once shifcha, you can't be sold again. That's probably going to be. Well, we'll see. Second, okay. So, Micah Miflegi, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer? He says, Micah Miflegi, Rabbi Eliezer savar yish aim lemasores, Rabbi Kiva savar yish aim lemikra. If you have a word that can be that's written one way, but we read it, I mean, a word that can mean one or two things. And do we take the translation? Do we translate the way it's written, or do we translate the way it's read? Now, how it's read or written here, I'm not 100% sure. But he says, Rabbi Eliezer savar yish aim lemasores. Rabbi Kiva Savish Aim Lemikra. So he's Aim Lemasoris. Rashi says, Bivigdo Ksiv, Velo Bibigdo, with a Yud. The Ein Havaris Chirik below Yud. You don't say E without a Yud. So it would be Bibigdo with a Yud. The Nekuda Shetachas Habez, then the Nekuda under the Bez, with the Chirik, is Bemakum Yud Mishtameshes. So that would be Bibigdo. I don't know what that means. Avalifima Shenichtav Hayo Likros Chatov Kamatz. Bibagdo, Lashon Begida. The way it's written, it should be Lashon Begida, which is Lashon of Rabbi Ezer. That's the aim limasores. Kemosha takorea bishamoes divreha Allah. So Yesh aim limikra is Rabbi Kiva, who says, Bivigdo karinan kemovi tafso bibigdo. But he says, you read it bibigdo. Bigdo is beged, which is like vitafso bibigdo, like by Yosef, Rashi says. So that's how you read it. So it talks about beged, which talks about Kiddushin. Rabbi Ezer, I'm 100% sure, he says, Bibigdo, whatever the way that it's written is bibigdo, meaning a pushing away. Tosa just asked, the reason why Tosa the reason why Rashi does it this way is because there are other Gemaras in Sanhedrin, there are other Gemaras that say that Rabbi Lezer holds Yesh Ein Lemasoris and Rabbi Kiva holds Yesh Ein Lemikra. So he wants to make sure Rabbi Kiva our Gersa, which follows Rashi's Gersa, is actually different than most Gersos, because most Gersos have Rabbi Kiva first. That's Rabbi Natam also has. Most Gersos have Rabbi Eliezer first. And Rabbi Natan says you have to have Rabbi Eliezer first because Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe. Correct. And you're not going to list Rabbi Akiva before Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, because of that problem, Rabbi Tosfos goes to a whole other pshat, which we're trying to figure out again with his nekudos and the draw. I don't understand what it means. But his problem is that the brice is not written in accordance with the way it should be written. You should have Rabbi Eliezer first and Rabbi Akiva. Rashi says, yeah, in a chanami, Rabbi Eliezer should come before Rabbi Akiva, but the shita's mentioned, the way I have it, if you put Rabbi Akiva first, and Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds Yesh Eim LeMikra, then that's going to be consistent with other Gemaras. So the question is, do you try to make it consistent with other Gemaras, or do you try to make it consistent with all the rest of Tannaitic literature, which always has Rabbi Eliezer before Rabbi Akiva? Okay, so according to Rabbi Akiva, he says Yesh Eim LeMikra, and therefore he holds that the father would be permitted to sell his daughter to Shifklos after Shifklos, but not Shifklos after Ishus, because once you have Beged, you can't be resold. And the Tana, that's the Tanakama. According to Rabbi Lezer, you can only be sold after, you can't be sold after Shifklos, but maybe you can be sold after Kedushin. But Rabbi Shimon, who says that you can't be sold after either, what does he do? So he says, Savar Yish Eil Mikavil Masaurus. He learns both. He learns the way it's written and the way it's read. So therefore, Bevigdo means Beged. Bevigdo means Bagad. Therefore, she can't be sold after Beged. She can't be resold after Kedushin. She can't be sold Bagad. She can't be sold again after Shifcha. So that's Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Shimon. So in other words, we said Lamech Hai Tanai. We learned a Tanakama like Rabbi Kiva, and we learned Rabbi Shimon like both. He holds like both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer.
Don't we have a certain decree? We only learn that one, not both.
So Ksiv and Akri might be different than Eim LeMikra, Eim LeMasoris. Because Ksiv and Akri is just how you're reading a word. Do you read it with a vav, without a vav? But Eim LeMikra, Eim LeMasoris has two separate meanings, two different meanings.
But doesn't Ksiv and Akri change meaning also?
And yeah, so maybe there's a machlokas there also, how you do it.
So over here, how can he say that he learns both?
Because the Torah wrote it one way, and specifically told you to read it a different way, meaning both ways have meaning. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been done like that. Okay. By Rabba Bar Avua. So Rabba Bar Avua asks the following question. Yud. The master does yud, which means he says, Hareyat miu yedesli. Right? He does yud. What does that accomplish with the girl? Nisuin osa? Is now she fully married as a nisua? Oh, erusin osa. Or does it only create a halach of erusin? And the nafkamina would be, li yarsha. If she's a nisua, then it's yarsha. The tamilah, if he's a kohen, he can be tamed to her. Lehefer nidarev, if she's fully nisuin, only he can be made for nidarim. So my, what's the halacha? Does yud create nisuin, or does yud only create kiddushin? So Tashma, let's try to bring a raya. But we just said bevigdo ba, according to Rabbi Kiva, we said kevon shepiras taliso aleha. Once he piras taliso aleha, which means he does yud, shuv eno rashai lemochra. And then he dies or divorces her, the father can no longer resell her as a shifcha. The Gemara says, Zabuni hu delo mizabinle. The father does not have permission to sell her again. However, ha yiudi miyodle. But he would be permitted to be mekadish her to another person.
Can she still do miyun at this age?
Miyun is only if she's sold by her brothers and her mother after her father dies, because it's a kiddushin derabbanan, so she has a concept of miyun. So again, tashma bevigdo ba kevon shepiras taliso aleha. Once the master does yud shuvein or shaila mochra, the father cannot sell her as a shivcha. Diuk meaning he can't sell her as a shivcha. Zabuni hudulam zabin le hayudim yadla, but he's permitted now to be mekadesh to somebody else. Via martin suin osa. And if you say that the yud done by the master created nisuin, so kevon deniseis, once she's married, she's out of the father's rishus. Right? Shuvein lavir rishus ba. The father can't then go ahead and be mekadesh to somebody else. Bryson just says after yud, the father can then be mekadosh her. But if yud created nisuin, the father can't be mekadosh her anymore. It's over. She's out of his rishus after she's on her own. So el alav shmami na erusin osa. Must mean that it only makes erusin. Because if the girl has erusin and then gets divorced, the father does have the right to re mekadosh her. Just nisuin severs that power. So Amar of Nachum, you've gone? No. So Amar of Nachum by Yitzhak, hacha bikidushin da almakai. No, this brisa is not talking about an Amal Ivriya who had yield to her husband. It's talking about a person who was Mekadesh his daughter, and then that husband died. Vahachika Amar, Kevan shemasra aviyah lemishin ischayev b'seira kesusav al nasa shuv ein yachol amokra. What it says over here, which says kevan shapirish taliso alel, that's not talking about yiyud by an amar vriya. That's talking about if he does kiddushin with somebody else, then he can no longer sell her as a shifra, right. But he can be mekadesh her to a second party if the first party dies. So there's no raya here about eris what yiyud does, because this price is not talking about yiyud. It's talking about stam kiddushin. So Toshma, we'll bring another ayah. Ein mochra likrovim. The father, Tanakh Bar says, the father cannot sell the Amma Ivriya to Krovim. Krovim are people who would be usher for her to marry because they cannot be Mekai in the mitzvah of Yehud. The Chum say, you can't sell your daughter as an Amma Ivriya to a brother or to a father. You can't do that. Mishum Rebbe Eliezer Amru, but Rebbe Eliezer argues. Is it Rebbe Eliezer? Some say it's Rebbe Eliezer. Okay. Okay, because if it was Rabbi Lazar, it would be Rabbi Lazar with Shimon. Rabbi Lazar, it was Rabbi Lazar with Hyrcanus. Okay, so if it was, some say it's Rabbi Lazar Amru, Mokra the Krovim. She can sell to Krovim, so they can't perform. He can sell, but they just can't perform Yud. That's all. So she goes until she reaches Simon and Aris, and she goes out. Vishavin, but they both agree, meaning the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Lazar, Shemokra Almana Kohen Gadol. You can still sell an Almana to Kohen Gadol, or a Grusha Chalutzel Kohen Ejot, even though they're not permitted to marry that girl, because it's not an erva, it's an isser. But nevertheless, if they do kiddushin, the kiddushin would be chal. So they're not allowed to, but it's not a rais. So the Gemara says, "Hi almana hechi dami." How will we have a case of this almana being brought going to a kohen gadol? Ilema the kaddish nafsha. If we're talking about a case where she was makadish herself when she was younger, right, and her husband died, almana karile. She's not an almana. She's nothing. That, she can't be mekadesh herself when she's that young. Ella must be the case of dekitcha avia. It was the father was mekadesh her to somebody. The aros dies, and now the father wants to sell her as an amma ivriya. Mi matzim is abinla. How can he then sell her? Right? Ha ein adam mocher as bitul shifchus achar ishus. Everyone agreed that after shifchus she can't be given over as a woman, as a wife for kiddushin. So.
After
Shifchus, she cannot be given over as a wife in Ishus. Right?
After Ishus.
No. Ha ein adam mocher as bitul Shifchus. Correct. After, you're right, 100% correct, sorry. After she's given over as a woman as Kedushin, you're right, Marcel. After Ishus, she cannot be sold as a Shifcha. Correct. So Amar Rav Yitzchak, hacha b'kiddushi yiyud. Our Bryce is talking about a case where the original Kedushin was yiyud, meaning the father sold her as an Amma Ivriya. And she had, and there was the yiyud with this master, and then this master died, okay. And now the father wants to resell her again to shifchus, because it's a shifchus after shifchus, where the father would now be permitted to sell her again. We don't say this is shifcha, right? This is shifcha achav shifchus, right? Originally it was shifchus, then he dies. And then he dies. Then his father wants to sell her a shifcha again. So alibid Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Mos, Harishonos, Lav Kiddushin, it knew. And this goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see tomorrow's daf about how you do yud. How does yud work? Does yud mean that he takes does yud mean that when the Adon does it, he doesn't use the money that the father gave her? He has to use, he has to use other money. Right? He has to use other money. So therefore, it's not the father who does. If it's the money that the father gave, it's the father who does the yud. Okay, that's tomorrow. Now, so that's the case. So the case is yud, death, mechira, yud, death, followed by another mechira. So v'iyamart nisuin osa. Now, if you say that yud makes nisuin, kevon shenises shuv ein lavi reshuspa, then it's over. We just said that you had a case of where it sold for Amar Vriya, there was Yiyud, then there's a death, and now the father wants to resell her again. Well, if that Yiyud that was done previously created Nisuin, how can the father resell her? He loses no rights to her anymore after Nisuin. 7-year-old
gets married, divorced, and then goes back to the father.
Yeah.
He has no rights. What does he have no rights at all? Well, he goes back to her.
He has no rights to sell her. Okay. He can't sell her as a shifcha again. Oh, if he's married full-fledged as Nisuin.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's it. Then she can't. He can't sell her. He can't marry her off again.
Can't do
anything. I think so. Right, says Kev, he says Iyamat Nisuno so Kevin Shinisis Shuv Ein Lavi Rishuspa.
Right.
We said that a few times, right?
She has to wait now until she's on her own. In general.
Yeah.
Married, divorced, has an eighth role, goes back to the father's
Rishus,
has an eighth role. He can't
marry her again, he's saying, until, what's it? That's what it says. So Elamai, so what are you going to tell me now? That Arison Osa, that Yehud creates Arison, right? So, but what, look at the second case in the Brisa. It says, Vishavin, Shemokra, Vishavin, Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim would say that Yemokhar, he could sell her after she had yield. We just keep saying that, you keep saying that, oh, you can't be sell her after there's Kiddushin. There can't be Kiddushin after Tishanisuin. But the lach is also, if she has Kiddushin, he can no longer sell her as a shifra again. So our mission over here, our Bryce says over here that Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim agree that he could sell her to, they could sell her to an almana. After, but you just established that the previous case was that they had that there was Yehud, which was Arison. How can he sell her as a shifcha if they had Arison? So Elamai Isla the Meimar, what can you say? You have to say Shani Arison di Da Meisirin di Avia, right? You have to say the Arison. We say that the father cannot sell her as an Amma after she has Arison.
Right.
But here we seem to be saying that the father can sell her as an Amma after she has Yehud. Must be that there's a different status of the Yehud, right? Shani Arison di Da Meisirin di Avia. I think a chiluk. Whether the father sold her, the father gave her over for Kiddushin. If the father gives over Kiddushin, then following that, he cannot give her over as a Shifcha. But if she was Nisarsa by herself, meaning Yud, I guess, if she was Nisarsa by herself, then after that, and then that falls apart, after that the father is permitted to sell her as a Shifcha. So the Gemara says, okay, then that's the case. Then say, Afiyu Tema Nisuin Osa. Say that Yud makes Nisuin, and just say, the Shani Nisuin Nidami, Nisuin Nidaviyah. What, you're telling me that the status is different by a yiud as opposed to when the father actually does it, because there's a difference between yiud, there's a difference between kiddushin.
Right.
So say that yiud makes nisuin all the way, and say that nisuin is different than a regular nisuin. So therefore, after the nisuin of yiud, maybe he can sell her afterwards. Right? Afilu tam nisuin osa shani nisuin didam nisuin davia. Right. So that would be the question. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Mai." How can you say that? In other words, Bishlama Arison and Arison Shani. I understand that Arison from one Arison can be different. El Nisuin min Nisuin Mishani. But how can Nisuin be different? In other words, Rashi says that Nisuin is Deraisa, which is weird because Arison is also Deraisa. But I think what the Gemara is trying to say is that I can understand that Arison might be different because Arison you're not at the full, you're not all the way at the end. It's not the end game. It's not done. It's halftime show basically. So maybe this halftime is different than that halftime. But Nisuin, it's over. Once if you say Yehud equals Nisuin, that exactly that's it. So how can you say it's different than any other Nisuin? Nisuin has all the halachas of Nisuin. We saw before Metame Mefin Nedarea Yarshin her. What halachas are going to be different after Nisuin? So like Gemara says, it's Mustaber that Arison you can say is different, but Nisun can't not be different. So if right here, that Yehud makes Arison. Fine. Okay, we have to stop here.
Got it.